name is Katrina Kibben, and you're listening to the Three Ears Media Podcast. The Three Ears Media Podcast isn't really a podcast at all. It's a recording of a letter that you can read every week over at katrinakibben.com. It's not about recruiting either. If you know Three Ears Media, you know that we're the expert for job post writing. But the letter we write every Friday is all about the people and the stories behind those job postings. It's the stories of the people we meet every week and the thoughts that we have that we just can't shake. I hope you enjoy this week's letter. This week's letter is called Going Backwards is Good Enough. I took last week off to recoup after Pride Month. Okay, I'll be honest. It's not that I actually took the week off. I just didn't work my normal schedule or do a training, so it felt like I was on vacation. I don't think that counts, but not taking a break is a topic for another letter. There's just something that feels comforting and reliable about logging into my computer every day. It's one of the few spaces in my life where I have control over what's going on. In van life, I've tried to make rules and rigor in a life that's inherently unpredictable. Before I set out on this journey, I couldn't fathom doing this without knowing as much as possible about what might go wrong. When people ask me what I wish I knew before going into this, my answer is consistently less. I was taught to value that reliability of trying to know everything. Plan, predict, avoid the bad thing, keep moving forward without issues. Then, last weekend happened. A friend joined me to go camping in Idaho. On our way out of town, we decided to off-road and find a quiet place where we could record a video for my blog. "There's a river down here," he proudly exclaimed as we talked at the entrance. Our vehicles made it about a half mile down the road before arriving at a wooden bridge that wasn't wide enough for a pickup truck, let alone my massive van. The road approaching it wasn't wide enough to turn around either. I panicked, called myself stupid. I never should have been there. I should have known, I thought. As we started to evaluate a million different options, some of which included cutting down trees and trying a 1,000-point turnaround, I accepted that none of them would work. The road was simply not wide enough. I was stuck. Covered in sap and sweat with my hands on my hips, trying to imagine some option I hadn't considered yet, I heard the hum of ATVs. As we talked through the situation with the riders, who admired the predicament with a slight laugh, eventually I had to back up to get out of the way. There was no other way for these ATVs to get through. Then it hit me. I could go backwards. To be clear, it wasn't exactly a 50-foot backup. This was a half mile of bumpy, sandy, tree-lined ATV roads with no barriers and a 7-foot drop that I was about to drive a 15-foot long van down backwards. But I did it, and my nervous system got a full workout. That is surely one stress test I really don't want to do ever again. See, it was so stressful for me because living a life where you most value reliability and knowing everything will tell you that the only way is forward. But in a life well lived, any direction will do. Success and a good life aren't so binary. It's not forward or backward. It's movement. It's chasing happiness, listening harder to the parts inside of you that scream for something different, doing the damn thing even when you're scared. That dirt road filled with doubt is far less traveled, but it will take you somewhere. Somewhere where you can hear yourself. A road where you learn to say no to what isn't good for you. A road where you create momentum for creating a better life, even if you have to start by going backwards first. Thanks for listening to this week's letter and this episode of the Three Ears Media Podcast. My name is Katrina Kibben, and don't forget that you can read the letter and our weekly blog post over at katrinakibben.com or follow me on any social media channel by simply spelling my name correctly. Bonus, I'm the only Katrina Kibben in the world, so if you spell my name right, you will find me. I'll see you there. Until next week.